Well, on to the other big contest in town. Tonight, City Councilor John Connolly and State Representative Martin Walsh will meet for their third and final televised debate, just 1 week before Boston residents go to the polls and decide which one of the two will be the city's next mayor.
And joining us now is WBUR's David Scharfenberg to talk about where this race stands. And David, the first point to make, recent polls suggest this race remains very close, including, according to an internal poll, from John Connolly's campaign. So tell us about that.
Yes, so there's a definite trend here. There was a Boston Globe poll about a week back that put Connolly up by 8 points, but that really seems to be the outlier here. The overall trend since last month is a race getting tighter and tighter and tighter. Marty Walsh marching up on John Connolly, and I think both sides agree we're deadlocked at this point.
Okay, David, so given the deadlock and the tightening that you're talking about in these final days, it seems to make sense that the candidates themselves have gotten a little sharper with each other. I mean, John Connolly has objected to some negative flyers from outside or super PAC supporters of Marty Walsh. And the Walsh campaign has raised issues around negative push polling from people connected to the Connolly campaign. So what do you expect to hear in tonight's debate?
I expect we'll hear a little back and forth on those very points you just raised. More broadly speaking, in the last couple of debates, John Connolly has really been the aggressor. He's been hitting Marty Walsh on his union ties over and over again. I expect to see more of that tonight. I think the Walsh camp is mindful that they've got a blue-collar guy from Dorchester. They don't want him to appear overly aggressive because that could kind of fit into a stereotype. So I expect him to remain the kind of calmer presence he's been in these previous two televised debates. I also look for him to try to shift the debate away from education. He cares a lot about education, but that's really Connolly's turf, and I think he'd like to broaden the debate a bit here.
Now, David, speaking of education, you've been doing some reporting on that, and we've talked a lot about how these candidates agree more than they disagree on a lot of issues, but there is perhaps a sort of different approach on education. How do you summarize how these two guys differ?
So first, there is some real overlap here that I think we need to acknowledge. I think both of these guys see education as really central to the future of the city, and I think education advocates are pretty thrilled about this final matchup. But there are some significant differences here. John Connolly is really envisioning some pretty dramatic structural change. I think he wants to, as he says, thin out the bureaucracy, kind of code for gutting the place, and pushing resources down to the school level, giving principals more power to hire and fire and set curriculum. And that's really in line with a kind of emerging school of thought in education, that we need schools that are a little more heterogeneous, that kind of match up with the individual needs of students and kids in different neighborhoods, as opposed to the kind of one-size-fits-all system we've inherited. Marty Walsh shares some of the same thoughts around kind of an entrepreneurial approach to education. He sits on the board of a charter school. But more broadly, he kind of cautions against a real blowing up of the schools and focuses perhaps a little more on the kind of traditional push for more resources in the school. His really signature proposal is at universal preschool. So there is a divide there.
I see. Interesting. Well, we've got a couple of clips of tape to play from these two guys on their approaches to education. Here's John Connolly talking to us back in late February when he first announced he was a candidate for mayor. He talked about how as mayor, he would be unafraid to take on the teachers' union, push for changes in the contract and for longer school days, and in this particular cut, in changes to rules around seniority. Let's listen.
But I don't think a teacher ought to be able to just go in the classroom because he or she has more seniority. We ought to be focused on the quality of the teaching, and I meet teachers and parents all the time who talk to me, such as a group of parents in Dorchester, about losing an amazing art teacher, or the teacher in South Boston who was teacher of the year and lost his position because he didn't have enough seniority.
So, David, what do you hear? What do you hear in that cut from John Connolly?
So this is really the reformers' impulse, this sense that the old system is too rigid, too hierarchical, and that the teachers' union has something to do with that. I also think it speaks more broadly to his desire to really shake up the system.
Okay, well, we've also got some tape from Marty Walsh. He was with us on Radio Boston back in September talking about his approach, and Anthony asked him if he'd be willing to take on unions over the issue of education. He said yes and pointed to his vote in the state legislature in favor of education reform. But he also said that he would work hard to work with the unions. Here he is.
You know, it wasn't an easy vote for a lot of people. They were upset with me about it. I'm not going to say I took on the union, but I didn't do what the union wanted in that case. I will make sure that the discussions that we have with any union, for that matter, will be open and transparent. I will lay all the cards on the table. I'll be open, and I'll do everything in my power to avoid and eliminate not going to arbitration. We have to solve these at the negotiating table.
So, David, I mean, do you think Walsh is striking an effective balance there? Is it convincing?
So I really hear two things here. First, I think he is trying to turn his union ties into a strength. He's been tagged as the labor guy. People have questioned whether he can be trusted to negotiate with unions. He's saying, look, I've got their trust. I can sit at the table. I can work things out. I also think it strikes at a broader theme for him of collaboration. If John Connolly has talked about our urban politics being too timid, too cautious, Marty seems to believe that, you know, we can get farther by kind of working within the system, dealing with the players and collaborating.
It's an interesting division here, because on the one hand, you've got Connolly saying, I'll be tough with the unions. As you said, I'm going to sort of shake the system up. Sounds bold, but maybe it gets them into a confrontation that is ultimately unproductive. On the other hand, you've got Walsh talking about negotiation, collaboration, but with his strong union ties and background, maybe he doesn't get much done. So how do the voters sort of sort that one out?
I think that's the big question to be decided here. On the one hand, you've got this strain of kind of resistance to big change in the schools, not just from the teachers' union, say, but from parents who are worried, you know, I've got kids in the school. I don't want, you know, radical experimentation going on here. On the other hand, I think you've got some real constituencies for significant change here in low-income communities where there are struggling schools. Parents really see the schools as a ticket out for their kids, and they really care about change. And you've also got these kind of young middle-class families, sort of the new Boston, if you will, that would like to remain in the city, and that's a constituency for change as well.
Well, Election Day 1 week away, final televised debate tonight. WBUR's political reporter David Scharfenberg, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Well, stick with us, because up next we'll talk to the executive producer of PBS's Masterpiece about the 40-plus year history of that show and the mega hit they've got on their hands with Downton Abbey. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.